Okay, yeah. So Barb. Go ahead, Barb.
Hi.
Thanks, Ellen.
Hi. Ion, when you were talking about the cloud a couple months ago, you mentioned it's between the middle and upper kingdoms.
Yes.
Can you describe what the upper kingdom is?
Well, it's a deference. It's like the high road and the low road. It's a way to make a difference so you can't know it in this realm. For a high road, it'd be a different plane of existence or experience. Now, we're not talking about the church of fucking subgenius either. We're not talking about all that, where that's the plane of essence, and that it's just a word that seems to fit the topical embrace that you're trying to convey. So we're not trying to send you on some neomichael manacle of monocles that make you think something different than it is. It's simpler than that. There's not too much misogyny going on here for a good neophyte anyway. But anyway, okay. So there was a question?
Yeah, is the changing atmosphere affecting the cloud of glory or helping develop it?
Yes. It's making you be able to see. There are none so blind as those who will not see.
So, like, well, you mentioned Fukushima going off again the other day. Does that event help? Okay.
It actually does. It creates more disturbance in the altimeter of the high kingdom that allows you to note half-life schedules of radiation and how radiation has an effect on planetary coalescence. You're adding more radiation.
Okay.
More rad makes it hotter. More hotter makes it rad. It makes it good. More gooder. More goodish. Wait till they start making sand diamonds out of them colloidal silver nuggets.
So will the more rats make that the reason why it'll be burning at night? You'll be able to see it at night?
You will, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Barb, did he say sand diamonds? Is that what he was saying?
Yes.
Sand diamonds?
Yes, sand diamonds,
okay.
Yes.
And in your first question, you asked about between the upper kingdom and the lower kingdom. What was the term?
No, the middle, well, the cloud, I just referenced, the cloud is between the middle and upper kingdoms. That's what Ion said before. And
okay.
So I wanted a definition.
Barb, look how exciting
upper,
this is. You have Bob engaged. Look, he's not cutting you off. He's asking you to clarify so he can get educated from things that you're asking. Apparently, you are important to this conversation. Isn't that wonderful? Now, enough of that. Let's talk about Gates.
About Gates?
Games.
I haven't had any yet, but go ahead if you want to talk about
Games. Don't worry about it.
I'm down, so I'm holding, I'm waiting, I've got my order in.
Okay.
Is there anything
you're
else
down,
you want to say about
meaning
that?
Meaning you feel down? Is that what you're saying?
No,
you're
my...
Our numbers
no,
are off.
No.
Our numbers are a little off.
Oh, okay. Okay, next topic, Barbara.
Do people get accidentally in suicidal positions? Like they're not intending to be suicided or killed or whatever, what do you want to call it?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You blow your fucking brains out, you mean to. It ain't no accident. What are you talking about? And
well,
if it
because,
ain't an accident, you shoot, you pull the trigger and it don't go off. Are you put the gun in your mouth and pull the trigger and you miss?
No. I'm meaning when every death is a suicide.
It is.
So, someone kills you, you know, so you put, that person put themselves in that position unknowingly, I would think.
Nah.
Or they.
You know it. It's a long goodbye. You know it. They get it when they can't do it. They don't have guts enough to blow their own brains out, and they get the damn Alzheimer's, and they forget that they even got it. They don't want to die, but they're afraid of living.
Okay, but then you said you've cautioned Bob on saying certain things because you didn't want him to, I mean, you wanted to keep him protected. Why would he need to be protected
Because he's a stone-cold freak. If you listen to what he actually says, he takes a gift. He goes on to George Soros, the most dangerous person on the planet, calls him an asshole. He runs around saying all kind of bullshit. He takes on the oligarchs like they're nothing. He's actually called out most of the 418 group and run them up a tree and told them that he would kiss their ass in the mountain they came out of. He says, I know where the bonds are. I know where the money is. I know who you are. And I'll tell everybody that a piece of goddamn beef steel. You don't know who the hell you motherfuckers think they are, but I'm here now, and I'm running this damn show, and I'm going to fuck everybody up. He says shit like that.
Okay.
I wish they could move heaven and earth to protect his damn ass. It's all we can do to keep him off of him right now. We got him put in a little cage right now on a little island out the middle of the Pacific. It's so wonderful. He's so confused, he doesn't even know which way the wind blows. It's so wonderful.
Okay. So he's really in a position of strength because he doesn't, he's courageous against all of that, and nothing's going to happen to him because he knows that he's a god. Nothing's going to happen to him. Is that correct?
Well, we don't know. You'll have to ask him because he'll say he don't even know what we're talking about. He don't even know what happened today. So you can't go by Bob. You just have to go with it. You can't go. You can't know based it on that.
Okay. Well, if you're ascended, I know you've been putting out these warnings, but if you're ascended, that's nothing. If you don't have to worry about, like, the caldera or anything happening, or do you have to heed, or do you take that message as a warning and act on it?
If we put something in your inbox and said, get the fuck out before the whole thing falls into the sea, we would suggest you get out.
Okay. Well, that's what I thought. But I just want to say with the caldera.
Hey, Barb.
Go ahead.
Barb, have you've heard Ion say that where you live, that whole blue state's west coast is going under. You know about that, right? Yeah. So are you moving?
Yes. Possibly, yeah. But I don't think it's like an urgent thing. I think we're in the between time right now, and we still have time. But I do have a question about the red states surrounding Yellowstone. So if they're not going to go underwater, are they going to be affected by the ash then? And in that case, wouldn't the whole world be affected?
Ash.
Well, from the
carbon.
Well, from...
Hold on. Whoa. Wait, you're on to something. Let's see. Ash, carbon, pressure, energy, diamond, blood. There's a theme there. We like it.
Okay, so it would be a good thing for ascended people to be in that area. Or not too far from it, or whatever. I mean, those are red states, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're saying the carbon's good.
See, we can't
pressure.
Say that. What if you're trying to sell your piece of shit property in California and we tell everybody it's all going to fall in the sea? We got some oceanfront property in Arizona. How are you ever going to get out of your property? We can't run around saying all that. There's a lot of things at play here, honey. We've told you that we're going to tell you that we told you that we told you. That's all. It's all easy. And it's all good. Ain't no trouble. It's all fine.
We what about waterfront property?
VMware 44. So there you go. $79.80 a share.
Okay, I don't own that. What about Nevada? Is that going to be waterfront property?
Is it blue or red?
It's blue, so that's Nevada's out too, then.
Gone.
In Colorado,
the bottom of Lake
that's blue.
Tahoe. In the bottom of Lake Tahoe.
I just want another question regarding the ash. It's going to block out the sun for a while if the caldera goes. So wouldn't that really affect the whole world?
Yeah, we like it.
Okay.
Why do you think you need the sun for something?
To grow food, vitamin D.
No. You don't mean Ash Ketchum, though. You don't mean Ash Ketchum, though, right?
No. Are you talking about Ketchum, Idaho? Or what do you...
No, Ash Ketchum.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Is that a person?
It's in Japan. He's a Pokemon. It's owned by Nintendo.
But what reference does that have to do with anything we're talking about?
You were talking about Ash, and we were making sure you weren't talking about Pokemon.
No, I'm not talking about Pokemon.
Well, you're talking about Ash. Ash Ketchum is Pokemon dude. Okay. So now let's go back to this ash issue. Ash is carbon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carbon is good. You're decided. You're making this statement that you need the sunshine to live, right?
Right. Thought we did.
And that's not true, because you don't have the sun to live. You don't need it for heat. You don't need it for warmth. You need energy. If you have energy, you don't need any of that.
That's
why people can go underground and they don't have any sun and they do just fine. Trolls live under very nice bridges and they don't even have a house. Sometimes viaducts too on the tin. Yeah.
So everyone underground can have energy. I'm thinking the Coldplay.
Okay.
All right, so you're saying
that,
pressure.
That's what your definition of the sun is, like an unlimited supply of power. That's what you're trying to say.
Correct.
And we go, exactly. But now we aren't saying that the sun's going to be blotted out by ash. We didn't say any of that. We said ash is good. There's going to be a lot of it, and it's going to be a thing, and blah, 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 blah. But that's not even the point. The point then is, what are you doing with it? What does it look like, feel like, be like? What do you want to do? What are you going to do when you get there? If you got there, were you there? Are you there? There? Here, there, and you're trying to say, does it warm me? Am I cold? If you're burning up hot, 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 a little ash in between you and the sun might actually be a benefit, especially when you have less and less and less and less and less and less water.
Makes sense.
Would you buy that for a dollar?
Buy what for the dollar? The ash or the story?
The story.
Sure. Okay, so do you want to continue on with that description? So, yeah, so it covers, blocks out the sun, and maybe it's super hot, so that's a good thing. It doesn't mean that it has to be a mini ice age or anything. If we have perpetual energy, like from Coldplay, everything will be fine. We'll have less water, and I do have a question about the water. This new water, is it something you're going to be able to, like, still take showers with and wash your dishes and that kind of a thing?
We didn't say none of that stuff at all. All we said was that Howard Buffett was going to help with it. We didn't say he was going to do nothing. He's just going to help. That's all. He's not going to be in charge of nothing. He don't want to be. But he's just going to help with the distribution. That's all. That's all we said. We didn't say none of all that other stuff.
Is he connected with Bob then? He's helping Bob and Carolyn with that?
Computer says yes.
All right, and then you said the pressure and caused diamonds and blood. Do you want to...
And the woodruffs. It'll cause the woodruffs, too.
What is the woodruffs?
It's a family.
What do you mean it will cause the woodruffs? What will it cause the woodruffs to do?
Oh, not do. It just caused the woodruffs. It'll make the woodruffs be.
What kind of family are they?
Google them.
I'll do that and ask questions next week regarding that then. Is there anything else you wanted to say about that? About Yellowstone or... Actually, I do have another question. So.
Okay, darling.
You always said Colorado was a good place for me, but that's a blue state. So looks like that's changed. Do you have another recommendation? Or is there, are there safe...
Well, they places? Haven't had to... Well, now wait. Now they haven't done the recount yet. So let's wait and see. It might change.
Okay. That'd be good. I like Colorado.
We can roll a fatty there. It'll roll a doobie. It's a doobie.
You've mentioned the member of the wedding twice, and I know it's about a 12-year-old girl who thinks she's going to go live with her brother after he marries his new wife. Does that have any relation to me or what you said to Gene?
Both.
Would it be beneficial if I read this play and I would get some answers from that, you think?
You would. From a different perspective, yes.
So, Barbara, what's that topic? You're naming a play?
Oh, the member of the wedding, he's mentioned it twice, Tennessee Williams's play.
Yeah.
About a 12-year-old girl who thinks she's going to live with her brother after he gets married. And then that doesn't...
Like the glass menagerie.
Yeah, I read that a long time ago. I think it has to do with some crazy person.
Now, see, this has been amazing, Bob. Look how she's participated. She asked good questions. She stayed on point. She brought us back from the Great Divide 3 different times. We threw her off the buggy, and she brought us right back into point. This is delicious. It's an integral part. It's very important that Barb be a part of this. So we're good. No more crying on after show anymore, darling.
Yeah, I was lobbying this week. I was lobbying Ian to basically kill you, but you passed.
Yeah.
You stay alive. Jim, I don't know. If Jim doesn't come back, he's going. Jim's going if he doesn't get back.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I do want to call you next week, Bob. Is there a difference between Rift Riders and ascended beings traveling?
Well, all ascended ones can do it, but some Rift Riders do it without it. So.
Well, I think I'm good unless you want to give me any advice or tell me anything you want me to know.
Okay. Don't forget George Waldo Woodruff, and don't forget Virginia Bright Lindsay. They both go. And now you got to remember that the W in Woodruff stands for Windship.
Okay, thank you, Ian.
Okay, when you were talking about the Rift Rider, Ian says some are Rift Riding without it, without being ascended. Is that what he was saying?
Yes, that's what I interpreted it to be.
Okay. All right, very good.
It didn't have anything to do with Joel Hurt or the trust company.
Joel Hurt or the
trust company. That's right.
Okay.
She's got to do work, Bob. She's got to know what she's... She doesn't know who Mary Frances Overby is. So she can't do that. She's got to know this. She can't be coming here and come back and find out what Atlantic Steel even is, to find out that that's where the steel had to go back to China from the World Trade Center, for Pete's sake. You're connecting dots here, Bob. This is important. Unlike you, we have things to do. Things have to get done here on this little plane of resistance, of this essence, of the plane of existence, that the rah-rah, really-really, that the rah-rah, really-titty, that the rah-rah... That the rah-rah, riddy-titty had to find out that the plane came from the main, over the main of the grain, and it becomes some essence of some desirous of an onious homosexual trying to figure out how to nut. Yeah, we know. It's all good.
Okay, thanks a lot. All right, thank you,
Poor
brother.
Howard
okay.
Chandler.
All right.
Poor Howard
Great,
Chandler.
Great, thank you. I'll do my homework.
That was Asa Chandler's son.
Okay, so then we've got a whole bunch of people here, so we scan through... Let's see who the anonymous...
There's people here. Get out of town. That's nice.
I'm not sure. Who's that? I just muted
you. Not sure. We're not sure either. It's Hetty.
Oh, that's Hetty.
Yeah.
No, Hetty.
I think you're going to have to wait. Hetty. You're
going to have to wait, Hetty.
You have to wait, Hetty.
Next
person,
anonymous.
Who's
that? Echo, echo.
Hi, Bob. This is Kate.
Who's...
It's Kate.
Okay,
it's,
go ahead,
it's,
Kate.
It's Kate with... It's yeah. Kate with 8.
I'm going to ask some questions about Dante.
We're going to answer the question about Dante in the Inferno, how infernal it was.
Yeah. Was Dante ascended?
Well, he's working on it.
Is Dante. Did he know to read the Bible backwards?
Yeah, he's a porn star.
You better identify the Dante you're talking about, because there probably is a porn star named Dante.
Oh,
so get more specific.
Yeah, number 4455. Mm-hmm.
Well, the famous poet, Dante.
There was no famous poet, Dante.
Dante Alighieri.
There we go. Now, okay, proceed.
Okay.
We're not a fan. We're not a fan of anything that takes a kingdom and makes it separate yourself from your place of power that makes you non-God, or that makes you subject to everything that's in the under kingdom, that the underbelly of the very thing that you're trying to be makes you become a vicissitude of that capacitation. We would never support that. It just reminds you that you're not God. So if you knew you were God, you could dispel it in a second, which you probably already have, but now you're asking wonderful, delicious questions about it. So here we go down the rabbit hole, darling.
So he wasn't ascended then, and his journey, like, through this afterlife has nothing to do with his journey to ascension?
His comedies were neither divine nor funny. Now, we kind of like Purgatorio. Purgatorio was pretty good as far as that goes. At least it had a plot.
Is that because Purgatory relates to now? Because there's no...
Well, since you emptied it out. See, you got to understand, this is personal. He's talking about things that are happening right here, right now. He's talking about all these nasty things that come under your bed and then that consumed all of Ravinia, Italy, in the first place, that basically invented a hell. Just invented a fucking hell. Jews don't even have hell. I guess if you go to Jew hell, you die there, because that's a pretty bad place. You don't even have a Jew hell. But so now all the demons, the gulf is emptied. All those demons that you all created are now happily roaming around your damn earth, shooting people in the fucking head, making gruel, glib, cliched archetypes real, where you're no longer safe, you're no longer tit, you're no longer that, and you can't even stay in Canada anymore. Canada's like gone. It's like gone. Well, there's nothing, was nothing wrong with Canada, but it's gone.
Okay, so maybe Canada was hell. See, hell is empty now. Did it empty the same time as the guff emptied?
It is. It did. It does. It is. It is. It does. Yeah.
So are these devils that came out of hell or that are now roaming the earth, are they humans with a meat sack?
Kind of like Henry Winkler covered in bees.
Are the new babies that are coming in now devils?
Virgil. They are Virgil. Virgil and Bad represents of Geoffrey Chaucer in the Canterbury Tales.
In Dante's poem, was Virgil to Dante as Ion is to Bob?
To Geoffrey Chaucer.
So,
Sandro Botticelli. What a ridiculous snot.
Hey, Ian, you're saying that Virgil is to Dante as Ion is to Bob is to Chaucer. Is that what you just said?
Yes, it's recorded, Bob. Go back to sleep. You'll be all right.
When he wandered off his path, is that him wandering off his, like, his path to the fast path of joy, or... like the path to ascension, or his path of non-physical? Because when he wandered off his path and went into hell.
But now, hold on, you're acting like this is this new thing. You've had Nephilim running around here all over the place. Nephilim was the beginning since Lilith. You're acting like this is some never land somewhere way off down yonder in the inferno. Honey, what he was trying to say, it was that we're all in layers of heaven and layers of hell right here and right now. He's saying that it's all consumed in the considerable kingdom. We divided the kingdoms only so you could understand them. The outer, the inner, or the middle, or the upper, and the lower, and the in and out, and everything else a rabbit can do to a stump, just from your perspective. You're acting that this inferno is some separate thing that's all separate, that it's empty, didn't come here now. We agree it is, but it's been running around here. You've got Nephilim that are intermingling all along. There is no time, darling. So the time constraints that you would apply to the 1300s, it's just like day after yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know, if it was kind of resembling what's happening now.
Well, you may help the devil. Why don't you try to help the devil may cry wiki by ending it?
Okay.
Why don't you? Well, no, wait a minute. You're saying words. We're saying words. Our words are no different than your words. So, is there no Devil May Cry wiki?
Okay. Was Hal
well,
Fuller
just
than
saying.
That?
Just saying.
Say that again. Make Hal wiki?
Just saying.
Okay.
Devil May Cry wiki.
I'll figure that out. Was it hell fuller than the guff? Like, were there more beings in there?
That's weird.
I know. It is weird. But I was curious. Can devils ascend?
No. They're already angels.
So if they're here shooting everybody, they're actually doing us a service?
Pretty much.
The hell and the guff emptied, will purgatory eventually empty too?
It is empty now. It's empty now. Done now.
Oh, but I thought all the people
like,
that were dying.
It's like dust bunnies. It's like dust bunnies. They just go under your bed. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not there.
So then when all the people are dying, where are they exactly are they going?
They're just under the bed.
So you were saying that mirrors were becoming smarter. Do they, like, remember information that they see?
You're asking if mirrors remember information?
Yeah.
It's because history.
So, like, what we see in the mirror isn't actually what we look like? And... like, if we're in different worlds and we look in the same mirror, but we're in a different world, will it show us something different?
Yep, your perspective is different.
And do the mirrors show us something different than someone else looking at us will see?
Indubitably.
Is the burning in the belly related to the pyramids at all?
Yes.
Are our bodies still 70% water?
No. They're becoming more dense. So you're denser than water, so you're becoming less. That's why the restructure works differently in people's body. Because normally protein powder just pumps water into your muscle to cheat you into pumping you up. But then when you stop taking it, it's like they let the inner tube, they let all the air out of the inner tube where you're all pumped up. But this is different. You're becoming hard mass, meat mass. And there's no water involved, so it doesn't run away or run out. Like
so
candles in the wind.
So we don't really need to be drinking as much water then?
One teaspoon a week is plenty enough for any human being.
Wow, okay.
Well, you know that because all your life everybody told you salt's bad, salt's bad, salt's bad, salt's bad. And then crazy Dr. Dean says drink damn salt water. Take Himalayan sea salt and put it in damn water, telling you to drink salt water. It's the craziest thing ever. It's crazy. It's like Obamacare. It's the craziest thing you ever seen. And yet people are thriving on it.
So when you go swimming in the ocean, we don't really need to be drinking any water then because we're just getting it through our skin?
What is the ocean?
Salt water.
So if you have a glass of salt water, is that ocean water?
No.
Oh, okay. Then we don't know. Gotcha.
Are there portals in the ocean?
There are.
Under
the sea, Ariel and that whole crew, they made a movie about it.
Did I go through any portals lately under the ocean?
Mm-hmm. Well, if we say yes, then we're acknowledging that you've been there. And if we say no, then we're depleting you from having the ability to go there. So we have to leave it as a nebulous, dubious, oh, what do you think, kind of wah-wah. Some woo-woo, wah-wah, blah-blah-blah crap, you know. But we'll develop it further. When you get more sand in your bed, you'll know.
When I do the candle trick where I put out the flame with my hand, is that...
Yes, that's not a trick. That's energy. That's not trick. That's energy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so when the candle goes out, that energy comes out.
So you can relight it. So you can raise your little hand and relight it then.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet.
Oh, well then you're just pissing then, honey. Get you one of those cake candles that has like 5 wicks in it. You know what we're talking about, the cake candles, and you light all five of them, get them going really good. Don't just light them where the wick's not even burning. Get them where it's burning. Then just with the one swish of your hand, even behind the glass, extinguish all five flames, and then lift your little finger up quickly and reignite them all. And that can be between,
okay.
It can be outside, and it can be inside on a table through a window. So there's no wind involved, and then you relight them. JW does it all the time. It's no big to do.
When JW does it, is his mind completely turned off, and he doesn't not thinking about anything?
He doesn't think about anything most of the time anyway, except Southern Company and Life Sciences.
So
he thinks of those often, and Cheyenne, and he thinks of females. He's real partial to females. And
okay, so when the flame goes out, is that...
He thinks of foie gras a lot, not a foie gras. And sometimes he never thinks of McLuhan. Sometimes he thinks of Bob. He likes Bob somehow. He spends a lot of energy defending Bob. So he likes Bob, and he cares for Carolyn. Yeah, he thinks of her, too, but she's real nice. And he likes his Maybach. He likes to drive it sometimes.
Okay, Ion. I understand that. JW's offended.
But he likes foie gras mostly. He likes foie gras. And a nice bouillabaisse. He likes that too. And turmeric. He likes turmeric. It's nice. Silver tipped oolong jasmine tea from Hanoi. That's his most favorite, loose tea. Not the pearls, just the loose tea. Pearls are different. He likes ginger ale and Diet Dr. Pepper, too.
Okay, great. is my throne made of light?
Swords.
Swords?
Throne.
Excellent.
Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm.
No, my throne, not the TV
show. That's the one. That's exactly the one we're referring to. That's where you think they got the Addy from, honey. You'll lop their damn head off just to see if they got any blood in them or not.
Okay, thanks, Bob and Ion.
Okay, thank you, Kate.
You don't have to go.
Okay.
It was nice, Kate. Did you get it all down, honey? You good? Are you jiggy with it?
Yep.
Can you make
I'll
him
be
squeal?
Back.
You need to make him squeal, honey. Can you get him right?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Do it. That'll get him messed up.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll be begging for mercy and stuff. Yeah. That's good. Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kate.
Get the handcuffs, honey. That'll get him going.
Okay, who's this, Anonymous?
It's Corbin. Good morning, Bob. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Corbin. Who's this?
Hi, Corbin.
Anonymous.
Maybe it's just bots that we call
in.
Maybe we just bot. We're bots, and we put bots on the line so you can have
Hello.
Something to answer bots.
Hi,
that'd be fun.
Hi.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Evan.
What's your name?
Evan.
Okay, go ahead, Evan.
Hey, Ion, wanted to ask you about...
Hey, darling.
good day, sir. Long time. Wanted to
just
ask
yesterday.
You about...
Just yesterday.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, even better. About Walter Bowart's trip, 40-day excursion on LSD, and Dave Worster spoke about using a part of the Bible. It was the 139th Psalm. He read him that, or the 136th book of the 118th Psalm. I've been trying to find that. What could you tell me about that particular Psalm, Ion?
You need to get the one that David didn't write. See, because if you're longing for Zion in a foreign land, King James would list that off as the foreign land as the rivers of Babylon. So 137 is not the one, because that's one that King James wrote. You need 92, darling. 92 is the one that Moses wrote.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
How did that affect Bowart's regrounding, or what did that do for him?
But it's kind of nebulous, because see, you get on this peyote run, you don't have much reality to bounce back to. So you kind of lose it in the soup. Basically, you're so much diluted in the pond that is your LSD experience that this lucid combined position that gains you visceral tactile knowing in a world or a realm outside of your beingness. It's like
yes.
when you're in the thrills or throes of orgasm, you kind of get lost in the moment. You don't know where you are, but you know that is an experience that you are longing to engage, you see, but you're lost in that
yes.
moment. But it's still a very critical moment, an important moment, and a moment that you're interested in, yes. But you
yes.
don't, you
yes.
can't really focus on it because it's an outward experience of that inward explosion that you're longing to complete. You don't want to get it done, but you're trying to complete. So it's that rub, rub, run, run, hurry, hurry, go, we're there, we're there, we're there, no, yes, now, no. Then you lather, rinse, repeat, and you start all over. But it's like that. So if you go to Psalm 92, that's the one that you would use to open a gateway, as it were.
Walter Boart mentioned that he had 10,000 volts going through his body every 10 seconds. Is that
upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. That's verse 3. Carry on.
What is the golden brain?
Ah, for the Lord has made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. Verse 4. Go ahead.
Is there...
Hey, Evan, what's that? The golden what? The golden what?
Golden brain.
Brain, okay.
The golden
works.
Brain.
The golden brain is works,
yes.
Bob. Works.
Who is the magic boy?
A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it.
What does it take to understand this?
Ah, when the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo thine enemies, O Lord, for lo thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered.
What is iniquity?
Verse 9. Everything that's not under the trump, God's the last trump of God, which will stand.
Are you saying trumpet or trump?
There is no difference. The reference is the same. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Verse 12. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth the fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To shew that the Lord is upright, he is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in him.
Slight tangent, because we mentioned Trump. If you were to put Trump in the McLuhan, what am I thinking about, Bob?
The Quoker Quadrant. It's in the Quoker Quadrant.
In the Quoker Quadrant. What is...
Quoker. We like to say it funny. We just say it funny. Quoker Quadrant.
Is there something that we are to, in a sense, mimic...
Yes, the tiny note. Tiny note.
Which part of it?
All of it.
Croker.
Mimic the tiny note. No, the tiny note. Mimic the tiny note.
Okay.
You said what to mimic? Mimic the tiny note.
What does Trump mimic?
We adore you, by the way.
I adore you, Ion. Thank you.
Good to know.
Yeah, absolutely. What does Trump mimic?
Ascension.
What part
he doesn't know.
Can we
he doesn't know, and he doesn't care. He just says it's going to be great. We're going to win. We got it. You don't have a clip.
Speaking about the Emerald Tablets and the sarcophagus and the cleansing that is called for in that? Is that a literal rule and regulation?
It's like oxtail soup. It's not a rule or regulation. It's like oxtail soup. Wash that tail once and wash it again because you don't know where that oxtail's been. The same thing applies with your meat sack. That sanctification that you come in is just a rite of preparing so you know where your sterile field is. The sterile field for the things that you're talking about with the meat sack body, it's important to have that as an essence of knowing. And the only reason you can, the only way to know is to make sure it's clean. And the only way it's clean is to sacrificially do it that way with the oils and the washing and the blah, blah, blah. It's so you know where your sterile field is.
Is there directions that I've missed within the Emerald Tablets that talks about that process?
Thoth lays it out as the inside out. They talk about in the fourth kingdom, the inside out of how it's laying. And we said it really easy. We said it simple, but we're old school. You know, we just kind of lay it out easy. We just say lather, rinse, repeat, and keep going, and quit beating. So it's easy for us. But you can use oils and balms, and is there a balm in Gilead, and are there stars in your crown, and everything that the Buddha ever had to say, and all those kind of things can help. But that's only when you get sideways, darling. See, when you get sideways, that's when we're the most soft and the most easy. It's when you get sideways or kerfuffled in your position. That's where we're the best, right? Because we help ease you back into that guiding light, like the sands of the hourglass, so are the days of our life, all the way into the fulcrum breach, to the fulcrum breach. Good.
In the redefinition of the Lord's Prayer, at the end, in the traditional statement, they say Amen. At the end of your recasting of it, you say Bila. Is that a particular God?
No, it's not a particular God. It's recognizing you as God rather than a man. You're not a man.
Okay.
You're a God. That's the point. So we made a difference. We made a difference to remind you that you are God. And see, you are God. You'll even say, little men will say, I'm created equal. I'm a created free. I'm created in the image of God. No more are you not only the image of God. Honey, you are God. You just got your mind in a position of thinking you're a little man. But that's fleeting, darling. It's going to pass. Just like a bad habit, it'll pass. Don't worry.
but so the Bila, what does that mean?
No, it's Sela, Eben. S-E-L-A.
You're acknowledging a greeting or a salutation that allows your honor to be upheld as a deity.
Okay, very good.
That's so yummy. That's so delicious. You just taste good.
Oh, man, it's great to be soaking it up with all of you. I am in talking about Bob's chart and Rai, Return to Essence, and how, let me see, it was something about...
And Issy got pissed off and blowed up shit and then run back in and killed Vern, and they killed Vern, and once they killed Vern, that bitch just went in the ditch right after that, didn't it? It was ugly. Then Bob Carr got involved, and it was the biggest mess you ever seen in your life. Then it returned to Essence, and then they all kind of fell back out. Then they all got in the same test tube and started squirting out all over the place. Now he's a little old folks home somewhere in the bowels of one of the blue states. It's going to fall off, so it really doesn't matter. It's sad. We adore him, however, but it's however sad.
I was in
just saying.
as Bob tells it, the original essence, we have the blue that refused, and then the green that...
Blue's going in the ocean. Blue's going in the ocean. That's right. That's right. That's going in the ocean. Good. That's right. And the yellow dog Democrats, all the yellow dog Democrats going right on with them. So move on in there, honey. There's plenty of room for everybody. You know, they called it, there was a movie about that. They wrote a book about it. You know what it's called? The Grapes of Wrath. That's what it is, just like that. So come on, pick them oranges, honey. They own the field. The field is white. The harvest is great. And now we know it's a glib cliche archetype, but we just couldn't resist. It was pretty delicious.
And I happen to be in a purple state, though. I'm in a purple state, you know. We have a lot
purple
of red
is
and
good.
Blue.
Purple,
what happens there?
Purple is good. Well, it'll settle. It'll settle. It's just like solids,
sure.
Particulate solids. They'll settle to the bottom. Cream will rise to the top. Can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't help it. It'll settle out. It's okay. It's okay because, see, the rest of the story, thinking the only reason we said this from the beginning and we said it all the way through and we haven't changed our word, no one in their right fucking mind would vote for a Donald J. Trump. No one would vote for Donald J. Trump. They didn't vote for him. He was more the most astounded person on this planet that the president-elect on this land is he. He is the most astounded one of all. He didn't have a thing all set up and ready to go because he had no clue he was going to win. He had no clue he was going to win. And you're going to give us one more minute, they're going to keep effing with us, and we're going to let them recount it until he wins the popular vote and the electoral vote. They voted against everything else. That's what happened. The little man finally stood up and said, hell no, we're done with this crap. We're done with this crap. We don't care if he, but the one thing we did, we made them say pussy on the Clinton News Network. Never been done before. Never been done before. We started off with pussy and we ended up talking about weenies. Talking about weenies when it all ended with weenies. Now go figure that one out. Bob's got a dossier on that one all the way down the mountain and back again. It's not about that, darling. It's about, it's time to ascend. And we're tired of making all these lame excuses about how that we can only be the best as the least of us thrive. We can only have the best as the least of us survive. The point is, the little ones, if you're going to come on up and come on and ascend, come on. If you're not, we're not going to waste resources on you anymore because it's going to be over for you soon. So come on now. All you got to do is ascend. Come on, man. Come on, man. That's all you got to do. That's what Obama was trying to tell you. Come on, man. Come on. He said, come on. And if you do, great. But if you won't embrace that, then it won't matter because it'll be over soon and it'll be fine. We're not even worrying that. We're not even worrying that. There's room for everybody. And there always has been. Every one of you that were created in the image of God, which is everybody, can be God. And if you are, come on, man, and be God. And if you ain't, get out of the way. Ass, gas, or grass, honey. Nobody rides for free. You got to get on this train to glory, this train. Then what happens is now the world takes on a different construct. Look at the conversation now. Look at Super Sunday where everybody's talking about the talk show, tic-tac, all the little ticky-tacky. They're talking about everything under the sun, moon, and stars. Donald Trump waves his finger and he says, now wait a second, Cuba's important to me, but we will not be under a Castro regime. Bam, Fidel Castro's fell dead. Raul's packing his shit. He's gone. He's going to Bermuda. He's going to Bermuda real quick, honey. And all those prisoners are going to be set free. There's people that have been captured for 50 years sitting in Cuba. They're going to be made free. And the Democrats weren't able to do that. Bob did. But the Democrats weren't able to do that. So we don't even like to segregate them out that way. However, you gods among you, have started the sorting. You have sorted it, so let it be.
Why is there a finality for the little man when we've had, in a sense, you have the Emerald Tablets and Thoth coming back every 10,000 years, et cetera, to remind folks, yada, yada, yada. Why is it, what is the exhaustion, Ion? Or the
circle.
Are you just
it's just the circle.
Okay,
it's
just
a circle.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's not finality. Well, maybe. At some point, you're going to go, wait a second, this ain't no fun anymore. That's how you separate yourself when you meet somebody in the first place. You know, after a little while, you're like, fuck this shit. I'm looking for something else here. Is there not more? And that more is the thing that you come back to. And if it takes you 10 times, it's worth it. If it takes you 1,000 times, it's worth it. And, you know, and you can blow your brains out tomorrow. It's okay. Bob still won't send flowers. He might eat ice cream and you're leaving, but that's about it.
Well, I meant more on the point of what you were saying, Ion, in that, hey, little man, da-da-da, if you're not going to make it, da-da-da, and I've heard other folks kind of say that in a sense.
Well, they allude to it, but see, when George Soros says it, he does it behind someone else's back.
Yeah. Polite company.
Correct.
It's very true. Yes, very true. now the PC.
And then that becomes the moniker. And now what you have now, is you have the little man, which would be the actual. Now we're going to do this back to Republican Democrat before, because that's where the big rub is. That's what they're all talking about. You understand, everybody that was working class, that was a Democrat forever, ever, ever. Boy, if we could get a rich man to vote like that, we'd be in the money then. But they wouldn't. Well, finally, they have now, they got a rich man to vote that way. Now folks came back to a place where all of a sudden it's a very different conversation. Now they're drain the swamp becomes the moniker of the day. They're acknowledging, whether he does or not has nothing to do with it. Darling, half of this world has acknowledged that there is a swamp. There's the rub, that there's a swamp. There wouldn't, you see, down to the point where Trump Tower is going to be the White House until they tear down the White House and well, it was due for a rebuild anyway. They're going to tear it down and build something nice. It's in a bad neighborhood. I mean, but besides the Hay Adams is about the only thing nice on that side, minus the old post office, but he leases that to himself. There's no conflict of interest there. How a sitting president can lease his own post office to himself for gain. There's no conflict there because y'all passed a law saying you can't have a conflict of interest. And he's giggling all the way to church. It's too funny.
On a pivot, I've come to see the great benefits of a Trump presidency, even though it was an absolute shock in the beginning. Even though I heard you say it, that he was going to come on down just the way it came on down.
A million times, way all down. And it was, and it wasn't going to be some foolishness. It was going to be a Reagan-esque sweep. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. I wanted to ask you about a little bit of the space stuff. There is this star that they were, you know how they've been talking about this alien megastructure, the superstructure that,
it's there.
I mean, these lights.
It's there.
What is
it's
it?
There.
What is it?
It's coming. It's coming. We have to let Bob introduce it because that was the original agreement that he would be introducing it. Remember when we made you watch V way back 1,000 years ago and you watched the lizard people and all that crap? That's another example of it. And then the planet, the parallel planet came along that was a little different. They were trying to get it and make this world be that world.
Right.
Then
that
you have Doctor Who.
Show.
Then Doctor Who was running around trying to show you how it's all in one big pickle of wax. There, you don't need time lords in Gallifrey if there is no time, you see? Then you had all the way through with the different stories, and J.J. has been working tirelessly for Bob. He's working hard for you, Bob. He's working hard for you, trying to bring you back in so you can get a taste.
So I know Bob's going to introduce it, but can you say what planetary system they're from? Anything about it? It is there. How big is it?
It's vast. It's the size, well, it's the size of the original Texas. That's before Reconstruction.
And how many beings are on it?
Well, they're still counting, so there's lots. There's many. And this is not a takeover thing. It's just a meet and greet. It's just a happy day. You've got to come to this place. Well, you did the same thing with the Syrophoenicians. You had the same trouble with the Syrophoenicians, honey, back in the day. They were aliens, aliens. Syrophoenicians, right there. Babylon, the whore of Babylon, right there it was, just being its life. Dealing, it's right there in front of everybody. So this is no different than taking someone from, say, California, foreigners. See, they're foreigners, too. And then Samoans. Okay, somebody from Samoa. And then after a little while, the melting pot becomes stirred, and it all kind of comes one. You can't say that you haven't had an aficionado experience with that, people from other worlds, because you've had the Nephilim, the Seraphim, and the Nephilim in this world since Lilith. Since the beginning. So you've had a lot of this intermediary going on, hidden here forever. Some of those are just coming back for hatchlings that they left here. But that's not this conversation, because that's why it's important. Just like Gozar the Gazarian, when Gozar comes, the only question is going to be, are you a god? If you're a god, we're going to have a different conversation than if you say, I'm not. And that's all.
Right. And would they look like us?
You wouldn't know. You don't even know what you look like. the rods and cones in your eye are so trained to what your mind says you're going to look like. That's what you see when you look in the mirror. You don't see anything else. You can't see. You won't let your mind see. As a little man, you have no sight. There are none so blind as those who will not see. So they'll look like whatever you think they should look like.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow. And when
well,
will
like,
they...
It's like the skirt tail. It's like the skirt tail. How do you get out of the house when your skirt slips 6 inches below your skirt tail? You don't. You look in the mirror, you had 500 million mirrors. That thing didn't slip. That thing's like, you know, they bind them up like it's something else. And then they come out and their skirt tail slips 7 inches below their skirt tail. How do you get out of the house looking like that? They didn't look. They didn't see it. It wasn't there. Okay, there you go.
Is the Trump administration going to be good with contact? Are they welcoming it?
They don't have a choice. We also chose Mike Pence, by
Mike
the way.
Pence. Why?
He's a good second hand.
Does he have a broad enough vision?
Doesn't matter. You'll have the Speaker of the House. Three heartbeats away. Don't worry, Bob's not playing anymore, darling. It's all been sweet and kind and lovey, lovey, lovey. You tend to see another side of Bob's side. He'll show you. He and Elizabeth Warren will show you what nasty looks like, honey.
Well, if there is no time and space, are they here today? Are they now?
The easiest way to say that is, yeah. But it's not the way they're presenting it. See, because what they're presenting it up, it's just like the conspiracy theorists that are conspiring to conspire. They're conspiring to conspire. They're trying to make this as an imitation thing, which is real, but they're trying to show it as a holographic thing to say it's not real, that it's becoming real. So then they say, oh, everybody knows that. That ain't no big deal. Moses' snake ate the other serpent's rods that were turned into snakes. Blah, blah, blah. Ain't nothing to that. Ain't nothing to it. Now, see, that becomes the glib, clichéable archetype in the archetype itself. That's the difference. The glib, clichéable archetype and then the archetype itself. Because then you can compare the two. And we adore you, but we don't care what you think about it. If you like it, if you don't like it, it's perfectly okay with that. You'll get over it. It's not a problem. It's fine. Because now you have a taste of that, what you call reality. That you can have a substrate, which is fine. But honey, and you can still control the water. You still control it. You still control it. Today.
Want to ask why... on Bob's Tiny Moot chart, the color underneath Bob's name is green. Does that have anything to do with his story, with the story of Rai and the blue rejecting and the green having to step in? And
no, it was just a big old, it was a very bad chili fart. It was inappropriate flatulence. And it just landed there because, see, it should be purple. It should be purple, but I guess that's the whole round once you get there. But instead, it's just gas. It's just flatulence, honey. Flatulence of the brain, cranial intercourse, and it's just Bob. He was just fucking with you a little bit. But, yeah, it's a mess.
Okay.
Now, you can ask him. He might actually know something, but then he'll probably come out of the days when you kick his chair. He says, chart? What are you talking about, chart? I didn't do anything with McLuhan. I don't even know what you're talking about. And so we'll be good when that happens. But give us one more. We gotta up his lithium just a little bit more, and we'll get him right out there in the no mind at all. It'll be great.
Where will I learn more about circles and angles? Where do I need to come in to understand?
Go to geometry, plane geometry.
Right.
Look at plain geometry.
Right,
no. See, it's like, where can I find money? Don't make money, honey. Let money make you. Don't look for geometry.
Okay.
Don't look to learn about it. Let geometry find you. See, you go to the toll booth and it says exact change. You get a change. Or you come to this place and you can say change allowed. Or it says no change. Or it says cruise. You can cruise. Follow the signs. The signs are clear. All that geometry does is show you how those connect in the lines and spaces connect to the lines and spaces. So don't seek it out. Follow it. Let it go. Which way does the road go? That's a geometric line. The 10 goes somewhere, honey. Get on it and see where it goes. Find out. It's not the journey. It's the way you get there. then what happens? Those circles and loops and squares and things that are squared and the dodecahedrons and then those quadrants and then angles and then those portals and then those open worlds and then those slides that come between the worlds that make you in the middle ground and the underplate. So you missed all of the Thompson quadrant. Honey, they was so fucked up they couldn't even see straight. They was all upside down. And the upside down was Stranger Things. It's the most crazy thing you ever seen. Delayed the coming of the Lord by a lot. Bob did that just on a bad day. And he got over it, though. I mean, just when we were scared, all the non-physical was scared to death. We were scared to death. They all blowed it one more time. And he pulled the fat out of the fire somehow. We don't know how he did it. I'm sure Carolyn helped, but it was mostly Bob. He messed it up and fixed it all together.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to let someone else come in. Ion, Bob, Carolyn, thank you so much.
When you hit the bottom, that's when you know you're there. When you hit the bottom, that's when you know you're there. Now, bring yourself Absolutely. Back, shake yourself, and know who you are in God. Start embracing that a little bit. And then the cares of life, we promise you, darling, will grow strangely dim. And if you forget that, you just come on back around any time. Sugar love, we'll help you every way we may.
Thank you.
All right. See you, Evan.